Stop, reflect, refocus. This is Going Deeper.
Hello, it's Chris for the Salvos. A friend of mine was visiting from another state. He loves donuts. And when I say loves, you've never seen a donut lover like Greg. So anyway, we were supposed to meet up, all my kids and Greg and his son, but he got lost when he was driving. Eventually, he gave up looking for us and he went to the shopping centre and stumbled across a donut shop. It was 5 p.m., the shopping centre was closing and the donut shop was selling donuts half price. Oh, I can imagine the look on Greg's face when he saw it. He told me that he went up to the guy and said, "Yeah, I'll have the lot. Put them all in a box. I'm taking them with me back to Brisbane." He put them in his luggage, he then got in the car, headed to the airport, and when he got home 3 hours later, he opened the box and they were all squashed up into each other. So anyway, next time he said he's not going to put them in his luggage, he's going to carry them on board in the plane. Better planning. It was certainly a lesson for me about being more organized as well when I heard the story. Such a seemingly trivial example, but being organized in the little things helps us to be organized in the big things, doesn't it? I wonder if it was a lesson in something else as well. I love what it says on a much grander scale in Habakkuk 2. Write the vision, make it plain on tablets, so he may run who reads it.